Last week, Kristen Baker's drama students taught each other improv games in her classroom.
This is called the sleeping game. I know, it sounds very interesting.
Baker says she likes to let students in her drama and speech classes dictate the direction of her instruction.
We have got to be more innovative to where they're excited to come to school, and because they are curious, they are insatiable learners. So we need to tap into that instead of being like, I need to dictate to you knowledge that you need to know. We need to find out where they are and what they're excited about and kind of spiral from there.
Last year, Baker and her students created an original play based on their life experiences. Students told stories about simple things like first crushes, but also heavier topics like being raised by deaf parents, having cerebral palsy, and losing a brother to gang violence. Baker says she thinks that's what caught the Teacher of the Year judge's attention. She says she plans on doing that show in the school every 4 years. Baker is also part of a team working on creating a similar community-wide show called Stage for Change in the spring. The final 10 candidates for Teacher of the Year will be interviewed by a committee. Some will be selected for classroom observations, the top three will be chosen, and the winner will be announced in November. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.